Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Hey, the first word on Daf Hey Amid Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph taught us Ha'isha Niklas B'Shalosh Drachim V'Koynis Asmin B'Shtei Drachim Niklas B'Kesef B'Shtar V'Biyah, and the Gemara on Daf Gimel Beis already asked B'Kesef Minolan, and the Gemara brought two Makaris, either like Rabbi Yehuda Rav stated from the Pasuk of Yotzachinam in Kesef, and we learn in Kesef La'odin Zeh Avol Yesh Kesef La'odin Achar, or as we saw from the Braisa that the Pasuk states Ki'ikach Hishisha, and we learn Gzeir Shava Ki'ikach Mistei Ephraim. And the Gemara in Daf Dalam and Beis stated Ubala, since the pasuk says Ki Kachishisha Ubala Milamit Shniklis Bebia, so we see that a man could be Makadish a woman through the method of Bia. And our Gemara now begins Uminayin Shah Bishtar, that how do we know that a man could be Makadish a woman by using a shtar? And the Gemara states Vidinu, that it is a Kavachemo Makesef Sheim Moitzi Machlis, and since we find B'negei the Kinyan of Kesef by Ishas, that even though a man can't give money to his wife and say Areya Mutaris L'cha Adam, that would not work as a way of Gerish. And even so, a man could use kesef in order to be mekadesh his wife, in order to bring her into a marriage, in order to ask her a kuli alma. So shtar shemaitzi ain't din shemachlis. If the shtar is strong enough that even could break a marriage, therefore certainly it should be strong enough that you should be able to use a shtar in order to create a marriage. And Reuven should be able to give a shtar to his wife Rachel in order to be mekadesh her. And Ritva points out that it's harder to be maitzi a woman from a marriage than to bring her into the marriage, as we know that koyach tahtir is odif. And the Gemara continues that L'chayra, how could you say that this would be the way that we understand that a man could be Makadish his wife by using a shtar? But L'chayra, there's a pircha to this Chavachema, as Malakesef Shekim Poyinim by Heglish or Maisesheni. Since we know that the only way to be Poyinim Heglish or Maisesheni is by using Kesef, Taim Ishtar, however, B'negei Ishtar, Shekim Poyinim by Heglish or Maisesheni, that L'maisi, you can't use a shtar in order to be Poyinim Heglish or Maisesheni. And Rashi explains, in Kosov L'Gizba, Shtar or Mois, Pidin Heglish, Enik Deshipodui, if Reuven goes over to the Gizba and he wants to redeem Heglish from the Gizbar, he can't give the Gizbar a shtar and a note and say, I'm going to owe you $1,000 in order to be paid to Heglish. And the only way that Reuven can be paid to Heglish is only through Kesef or Shabba Kesef. And as the Gemara explains, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pasha B'chukosai, V'nosana Kesef v'kam loy, that you have to give Kesef in order to be paid to Heglish. And in reality, the Pasuk doesn't say V'nosana Kesef v'kam loy, but the Pasuk says in Perikov Zayin, Pasuk Yutes, V'ngol Yigalos HaSodah Maktishayisai, V'yosef Chamishas Kesef Ekhala v'kam loy. And Taisus Masechta Shabbos and the Chachamim and Aleph points out the derech hashas l'katzah v'lichtav esapsukim blushing katzah, the derech of the Gemara to be mekatzah and to bring an excerpt of a pasuk and not the complete pasuk. And even though the Gemara doesn't discuss the din of ma'aseh sheni, however, the pasuk states v'nesata b'kesef v'tzata kesef b'yadecha, and therefore we learn out that the only way to be paid to ma'aseh sheni is only through kesef mamish and not even through shavu kesef. Therefore, the Gemara's pircha is that how can you say that any time that you can use kesef, you definitely can use shar if you clearly see B'negei Heglish and B'negei Maisa Sheni, that although you could use Kesef, you can't use a shtar, and therefore B'negei Kedushin as well, even though you could use Kesef, we wouldn't necessarily be able to prove that a man could be Makadish's wife by using a shtar. Based on this Pircha, the Gemara states that in a Chanami, we can't learn the din of shtar Kedushin from the din of Kesef Kedushin. The way that we know that a man could be Makadish's wife by using a shtar is because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Pashki Seitzei, V'yotzev Haisa, as the Pasuk states, V'yotzev Mebesai, that she will go out of his home, and then Rachel will be able to go get remarried to someone else, and therefore we see this comparison between Gerushin and Kedushin. And as the Gemara says, that we compare when someone goes into a marriage and when someone has Kedushin to the Yitzia from the marriage and to the Dinim of someone that gives a get to his wife. And based on this Limud and this Hekesh, we learn out that just like when a woman leaves a marriage, it's done through a shtar and it's done through a get, therefore the same is true but negei Kedusha Isha, that a man could be Makadish's wife by using a shtar. And the Gemara now asks, V'akash nami yitzia l'avaya, why don't we make a hekesh exactly the opposite? We should learn the dinim of yitzia of an isha from the dinim of kedushin of an isha, and we should learn out as follows, ma havaya b'kesef, just like when a man is Makadish's wife, he can use kesef, af yitzia b'kesef, so too the din should be that a man wants to divorce his wife, he could give her kesef, and at that time he could tell her, harei el mutar sechol adam, and that should be a valid gerushin. And as we will see, the Gemara will bring three terutzim, am abaya, abaya states, yomu kesef machlas kesef maitzi, if you allow a woman to be divorced through kesef, then people will say that kesef could bring her into a marriage, and kesef could take her out of marriage, and sanega yasa kateka, doesn't make sense that a defender, or someone that has a positive action, will become a prosecutor, and will do something negative, misvara, this doesn't make sense, and therefore, the Torah says that the only time that you can use kesef is only by kedushin, and not by gerushin. And the Gemara yes and abaya, if you're telling me the reason why we can't be makash yitzil abaya, is because we can't have a sanega becoming a kadeka, Nigar, Ihachi Shtar Nami. So Lachir, we should say the same Svar, Benegia Shtar. And Lachir, how could we have learned beforehand that the Makar that a person could use a Shtar in order to be Makadish his wife is because of Makish Habayi Litzia. Lachir, if you actually use this Hekish, then it'll come out that a man could use a Shtar in order to be Megarish his wife and also to do Kedushin with his wife. And Lachir will have the same question as Yaymu Shtar Moisi Shtar Machlis. Now people will say that it doesn't make sense that a Shtar could be Moisi and Isha from the marriage and it could act as a get, and a shtar could also bring the woman into the marriage and it could be used for kedushin. And l'chayr in this case it would be katega yasenega, an item like a get which acts as the katega and as the prosecutor when divorcing his wife will actually be the same item in the same vehicle that will act as his defender and will act in a manner that was positive for him by mimikadish his wife using the shtar. The Gemara answers milu the high shtar l'chud umilu the high shtar l'chud that b'negei shtar, even though it seems like it's the same vehicle, but the mice are very different, as the shtar that the person is using in order to marry his wife says Hareya Mekudashasli, and the shtar that a person uses in order to divorce his wife says Loshen Hareza Gitech and Hareya Mutarasalcha Adam. And since the language that's used in each of these shtaras are completely different, therefore it's not actually the same vehicle, and therefore Benegeya Get Isha, we could be Makish Habayi Litzia, and we could learn Mayitzia Bishtar, Afabayi Nam Bishtar. We will not be concerned that people will say that there's a shtar that's being Maiti and shtar that's Machlis, as it's not the same shtar, and therefore we don't have the Svara of Katega Yasas Hanega, and that's why it's not a problem. And the Gemara is Hachinami Lucher B'negei Kesef as well. Hai Kaspel Luchud, Hai Kaspel Luchud. Even though B'negei Kedushin and B'negei Gerushin, if a person will divorce his wife by using Kesef, he'll using the same coin. Well, the Maisa when Reuven will be Mekadesh Rachel by using a coin, he will say Hareya Mekudeshesli. And when Reuven gives a coin to his wife Rachel in order to divorce her, he will say Hareya Mutarzalcha Adam. And as Rashi says, Kishu Naisnei Mefarish Al Menas Mahu Naisnei. And therefore, once again, the Gemara is on Abaya. How can you say that people will say Kesef Machlis Kesef Maitzi if the process is done differently, and therefore l'chayr we shouldn't have the svara of sanega yasa katega in that case either? We are now back to the same question that why can't a man use kesef in order to divorce his wife? And the Gemara answers that b'negei shtar it's actually two separate items and the mamish two separate vehicles because one says harei mutarzalcha adam and one says harei mekudeshesli. However, b'negei kesef, even though when the man gives the actual kesef, he will use a different lashon b'negei kedushin and a different lashon for gerushin. However, tiva miyachadu, and as Rashi says, we can't tell in the actual coin that is the actual chuluk, and the physical coin is exactly the same, and therefore zokta baya that we have a svara that the person will say kesef machlis kesef maitzi and sanega yasa katega, and that's why even though you can use kesef kedushin, we still can't be makish yitzia levaya in order to teach us that kesef can be used for gerushin as well. The Gemara continues, Rava Omar, Rava argues in abaya, and he says that the way that we know that you can't use kesef for gerushin is because Omar Kra, the pasuk says, but the gay gerushin, the cost of law sefer krisis, that a man should write for her a sefer krisis, and the word v'chos of law are extra, and therefore we learn out b'ksiv miskareshes v'in miskaresh b'kesef, that a man could be megaris's wife by using a document that was written and by using a get, but he can't be megaris's wife by using kesef. The Gemara is v'in b'ksiv miskareshes v'in miskaresh b'ksiva, that maybe we should learn when the pasuk says v'chos of law is telling you that you're only allowed to use a get b'negei gerushin, but b'negei kedushin, even though you may have a hamina b'makish havai liyitzia. Therefore, one should be able to be Mekadesh his wife by using a shtar, but lemaisa, we should learn from the Pasuk v'chasa law that you can't use a shtar for Kedushin. The Gemara answers, Haksiv v'yatzav ha'isa, and we saw before that we're Makash ha'vai l'yitzia, and therefore we learned that just like a man could use a get to divorce his wife, therefore a man could use a shtar in order to be Mekadesh his wife. And the Gemara is, Umay Rois, lemaisa, we have two competing psukim. Number one, we have a hekesh of v'yatzav ha'isa, and we also have the Pasuk that says v'chasav law, save your krisis. And why is it that we decided to use the Hekesh in order to teach us that a person could be Mekadesh's wife by using the Shtar based on the fact that he could be Megarish's wife by using a get, and we also said that we're going to be mired from the Pasuk of the Chosav law that a person cannot divorce his wife by using a Kesef? Maybe it should be Pungfakat, and maybe from the Chosav law we could say that a person cannot be Mekadesh's wife by using a Shtar, and from the Hekesh we should say that a person can be Megarish's wife by using Kesef. And the Gemara says, Mistavra, Koy Begerishim, and Mayer Gerishin, that since the Pasuk of the Chosav law is written in the Geir Gerishin, therefore, it must be telling you that when a person wants to divorce his wife, the only way he could divorce his wife is by using a shtar and by using a get. It's coming to the mind that he can use kesef in order to divorce his wife. And koy begerishin and mayit kedushin, do you think that the pasuk would say v'chasal or b'negei gerishin and you'll go and be mayit something by kedushin and tell us that you can't use a shtar by kedushin? And mistavra, it doesn't make sense to say that the Torah would actually be mayit kedushin with the pasuk by gerishin if we have something to be mayit b'negei gerishin. Since v'chasal is coming to the mind that you can't use kesef by gerushin, therefore, must be when the Torah states v'yasa b'haisa and when makash habayit yitzia. So we must be teaching us that my yitzia b'shtar, that just like b'negei get isha, you can use a shtar. Af habayit namin b'shtar. Also b'negei kedushin, a man could be mekadosh his wife by using a shtar. Before we continue with the next gemara, let's point out that the machlekes between the chacham and Rabbi Yaglili in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Yutesim and Aleph as to what type of material a person can write a get on, and the chacham hold that it's possible to write a get on anything. However, Rabbi Yaglili holds that you can't write on anything that's yesh beruach hayim, and you also can't write on a food product. And the makar for the din of Rabbi Yaglili is from the pasuk with chasav lo sefer krisis. Based on this hakdama, the gemara now asks, well, Rabbi Yaglili, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yaglili that we just mentioned from Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph, who stated that get could be written on anything, and he learned that from chasav lo sefer krisis, and therefore the apik leil hakra le drasha chino, and therefore you already used the pasuk of chasav lo for another drasha she'ina miskeresha bekasav benoli, so he can't use the pasuk of chasav lo that whoever did that beksiv miskeresha be'ina miskeresha bekasav, and therefore the gemara asked Rabbi Yaglili that what is your makar that a man can't divorce his wife by using kasav, and keep in mind that certainly the gemara understood Rabbi Yaglili could have learned like Abaya that the reason why a person can't divorce his wife by using kasav is based on Abaya's svara that how could it be that someone will say that kesef could be machlis and kesef meitzi and sanega yasa katega, but the Gemara's actual question is that in the chinami that will work out l'fi abaya, but according to Rava, who are we paskin like, then l'chira, according to Rava, he only has a makar that a man can't divorce his wife by using kesef from the pasuk of chasav law, so that would work out very well according to Rabbanon that a chiluk and Rabbi Yaglili and didn't use the pasuk of chasav law to teach you that get could be written on anything, and therefore the pasuk of chasav law is extra, but according to Rabbi Yaglili, who already learned the pasuk of chasav law sefer krisis in order to teach us that a get cannot be written on a davish yesh b'ruchayim or a davish shel eichlin. Certainly Rabbi Yaglili also agrees that a person can't be megarish his wife by using kesef, and therefore the Gemara is asking that l'chir, according to Rava, how does Rabbi Yaglili know that a man can't divorce his wife by using kesef? And because of this question, the Gemara now brings a third makar as to how do we know that a man can't divorce his wife by using kesef, as on makar the pasuk teaches us sefer krisis. The pasuk states v'chasav lo sefer krisis, and therefore we learn sefer karsa that the only way that we could create a gerushin between a husband and wife is only through a document and through a get, and there's no other way to divorce your wife. Therefore we see that a person can't divorce his wife by using kesef. Rishash points out that really the Gemara could have said sefer karsa v'in kesef karsa. However, since we learned previously that chalitza is also a method that cannot be used b'negei a get, even though it could be used by a shemeres yavam, therefore the Gemara states sefer karsa v'in davach karsa, as both kesef and chalitza cannot be used in order to divorce your wife. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon and Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yaglili, and they hold that a get could be written on kol davar, and therefore they didn't use the pasuk of chasav lo sefer krisis, and therefore they were able to learn like Rava that when the pasuk says b'chasav lo, we learn out b'ksiv miskereshes v'ina miskereshes b'kesef. The Gemara is that l'fid Rabbanon high krisis my abdilei, what would Rabbanon use the term krisis for, and what is the limud that we learn from the pasuk that says sefer krisis? And the Gemara explains mibayle l'davak kris b'nele b'na, that according to Rabbanon they learn that the Torah is telling you that the only way that get works is if there's a complete krisis and a complete separation and division between the husband and wife, and there can't be any tnai that will create a permanent attachment between a husband and his wife. Kedetanya, as we learned in the Brisa, which we saw at the end of Masechtas Gittin, that if when Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel, he says, "Hareze gitech, this should be a get, al menashe leitish teyayin, on condition that you don't drink wine forever, or al menashe leitech lebeis avich lo'ilam, or that you don't go to visit your father's home forever, ain't that krisis, that's not considered krisis, as the maisa he made a tnai that connects him and his wife forever, as until the day of her death, she will never be able to drink wine, and she'll never be able to go and visit her father's home, and therefore there's a connection between her and her husband, and is not a proper krisis, and therefore the get is not valid." And Taisa points out in Diva Maschal, "Al menashe leitech lebeis avich, v'yesh leima de beis avia kriyim kol yetzi chalotzav shel avia," that any time that the husband mentioned that you can't go to your father's home, he doesn't mean while the father's alive, and even if the father's dead, she can still not go visit her father's home, and that is always considered beis avia. And as Taisa says, "Afagav shemeis," then even though her father died, "kidchsiv gabi tama shvi amana beis avich, afapisha meis avia kidmuchay kroy." Although this seems to be the pasha pshat in our Gemara, however, the Ritva in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis states, "Dafka kishayim la bayezeh," that the only time that this tnai will be mevatel to get is only if Reuven said to Rachel that you can't come to this home, shaloilam in yechayla likonis bebeis avia, as at that point Rachel could never come to her father's house, even after her father dies, or if her father sells the home to someone else. And it's mashman that Ritva is learning differently than our taisis ayin sham. Our brisa continues, "Kol shalayu shimayim," if Reuven says that you can't drink wine for 30 days, or if you can't go to your father's home for 30 days, Harezi Krisis, then immediately that's considered a valid get, and she just has to make sure to be Mekayim Nitnai and not to drink wine or go to her father's home for the next 30 days. And therefore, the Rabbanon say that when the Torah says Sefer Krisis, the Torah is teaching you that the only way for a get to work is if there's a krisis between the husband and wife. However, if there's no separation and there's some sort of attachment between the husband and wife forever, that would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, has Rabbi Yossi Aglili know this idea that it has to be Dovah Kuris Beinel Beinah? And the Gemara says, Mikuris Krisis, and as Rashi says, David Musil and Michtav Sefer Kuris to Mashma Sefer Kursa, Vach Drosha Chrita, Misur Delishna, and therefore Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that since it says Sefer Krisis instead of Sefer Kuris, therefore we learn out both of these drushes. And the Gemara states, Rabbanon Kuris Krisis, like Mashblu, Rabbanon do not learn two drushes out of Sefer Krisis, and they only have one drusha, and the only time a get is valid is Dovah Kuris Beinel Beinah. And the Gemara continues, Chodah Mechodah Loyasya, the Benegea Kesef Shtarim Bia, the Gemara brought Mekuris as to how we know that a person could be Mekadish's wife using Kesef Shtarim Bia. And then in each Ksugya, the Gemara asks, why do we need a Pasuk or a Lima to teach us this din if L'chayu we should be able to learn it from a Kavu Chayma? And for example, on Daf Dalar and Beis, Benegea Kesef, the Gemara says, V'aloy Dinu, Uma Omeviya, She'ena Nixu Bibiya, Nixu Bekesef, Zushin Nixu Bibiya, Ena Din Shetikru Bekesef, etc. And the same applied Benegea Bia, that the Gemara said, Ubalo Melame Shenixu Bibiya, and then 10 lines in the bottom of Daf Dalar and Beis, the Gemara is and similarly, Benegea Shtar, our Gemara started off at the top of Daf Hayom Al Vidinu Makesef Shein Meitzi Maklis Shtar Shem Meitzi Ein Din Shem Maklis, and ultimately we slugged up all these Kavu Chaimis and we based our Makar on a Pasuk. And the Gemara now asks, that's still, why do you need Pesukim? Although Inachinami, you can't learn one from another, but Tesi Chodim Itati, all the Torah should have given us is two of the Makaris, and we'll be able to learn the third one between both of them based on the Mamatzino. And the Gemara asks, hi Tesi, which one will be able to learn from the others? If the Torah shouldn't write the din of shtar, and we'll be able to learn it from Kesef and Bia, and we would say that just like it's possible to be Koina and to be Makadish's wife by using Kesef and Bia, therefore we should also be able to use the shtar as well. But the Gemara continues that we would not be able to learn such a Mamatzino because Malahanach Shekin Hanasim Ruba, the Lemaisa by Kesef and Bia, there was a major Hana for the woman. For the Gaya Kesef, she received money, and for the Gaya Bia, she had the Hana's Bia. However, as Rashi says, Benegei Shtar, Avashtar Isim Im Bala Shema Na, there's no Ana by receiving his Shtar, Shwe In Kosba El Areat Mekudeshes Li, because all it says in the Shtar is Areat Mekudeshes Li, and as we learned previously, a Shtar could be written even on a document that's Im Bala Shema Bruta. Therefore, if the Torah would only have a Makar for Kesef and Bia, it would not necessarily hold true that Shtar could be a valid Kinyan based on a Mamatzino, and that's why we need a Limud Benegei Shtar. And the Gemara continued, if you can tell me that the Torah shouldn't have written a Pasuk Benegei Bia, and we should only write a Pasuk Benegei Kesef and Shtar, V'teisim Mehanach, but the Maisa Malahalach Shekin Kinyanim Ruba, the Kesef and Shtar are Kinyanim that work in Algamena Kinyanim, and they work all over Shas. And as Rashi brings, for example, Shekoinen Kakoiz V'Avodim, that you can use Kesef and Shtar to be Koinen Kaker or Avodim, and therefore it's possible that's why the Torah says that you can use Kesef and Shtar in order to be Makadosh a woman. However, possibly since Bia is not found as another Kinyan in the Torah, maybe the Torah did not allow a man to be Makadosh's wife by using Bia, and that's why we need a Makar for Bia. And the Gemara continues, maybe the Torah shouldn't have written a Pasuk B'negei Kesef, and we're able to learn that Kesef could work for Kedushin, just like Shtar and Bia could work by Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, we wouldn't be able to learn Kesef from Shtar and Bia, because both by Shtar and by Bia, there is a possibility to use Shtar and Bia, even Bal Kochoch, as we find B'negei a get, that a man could give a get to his wife, even Bal Kochoch. We also find that Bia works Bal Kochoch, as a man could be Miyabim, his Shomer's Yavim, even Bal Kochoch. Therefore, we could say that although in Chinami, Shtar and Bia work in order to be Makadish's wife, but who said that the Torah allows a person to be Makadish's wife by using Kesef? That is why we're not able to learn the din that a person could be Makadish's wife through Kesef, through a Mamatzino, and we had to have a Makar, either of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, or of Yatzachinim in Kesef. And the Gemara continues and asks that the only time that you found that these Kinyonim work by Kacha was not by Kedushin itself, but it was by someone else. For example, by Shtar, we found that a Get Isha could work by Kacha, and by the Gea Bia, we found a case that by the Gea Yavam, he could do Yibam to his Shemeres Yavam, even by Kacha, and therefore, Vichitema Kesef Nami by Kacha by Mavriya. Lemaisa, we also find a case where Kesef is done by Kacha, and you could make a Kinyon by using Kesef, even by Kacha, as a father could go and sell his daughter while she's a Tana as an Mavriya, even by Kacha, and even Shloim Midaita. If so, then Kesef should be able to be learned from Shtar and Bia, and we should say that just like Shtar and Bia are Baal Kinyonim B'negei Kedushin, so L'chayr Kesef should be as well. And why do we need a specific Makar for Kesef? And the Gemara in says, B'ishas Mi'ala Eshkon, in Chanami you found me a case where a person could use a Kinyon of Kesef, even Baal Kocho, but that Kinyon has nothing to do with Ishas, and therefore you can't compare it to the case of Shtar and Bia, where both cases that you find that a Shtar and Bia can be used Baal Kocho had to do with Ishas, as the Shtar was by the case of Get, and the case of Bia was by the case of Yivama. Therefore, you can't learn the Din of Kesef from Shtar and Bia, and it can't be learned through a Mamitzino, and we had to have a specific Makar to teach us that a man could be Mekadosh his wife by using Kesef. And the Gemara continues and takes us back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara asked Minyan the Reish Lamut Mai, and the Gemara explained that it's coming to Mimai Chuppa, and then the Gemara said that Rav Huna Da'ama Chuppa Koina Mikav Chayma Lamut Mai, according to Rav Huna who says that Chuppa is Koina, and what is the minion of the Reish that states Ha'ishim Niklis B'Shalosh Drachim coming to Mimai? And the Gemara responded Lamut Echlipin. Now Gemara now continues and is the Makar for the Shita of Rav Huna, and Amr Rav Huna states Chuppa Koina Mikav Chayma. Although our Mishnah stated Ha'ishim Niklis B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kesef B'Shtar Rabia, really there is another way. As based on the Kav Chayma, we will learn that Chuppa could also be Koina, and as we mentioned beforehand, there are various pshatim as to exactly what chuppah means. And Rav Huna continues with the kavach chaimel, ma kesef she'en meichel b'tshuma, that since we find that if a kohen is mekadesh a woman through the use of kesef, and it is only kedushin, that his wife can still not eat truma, and even so, the din is that kesef is koina, and kesef can be used as a kinyan b'negei kedushin, so chuppah she'machel b'tshuma, certainly b'negei chuppah, which is so much stronger, that if a woman has chuppah, then now she's considered a nesuya, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma, as she's considered kinyan kasper of a husband, and it didn't shetikna, so certainly chuppah should be a valid kinyan as well, just like kesef, shtar, and bia. And immediately the Gemara is bothered by the kavach chaimer of Rav Huna, because the kesef ain't a meichel, how could Rav Huna have stated, umak kesef she ain't a meichel b'tshuma, that meduraisa, if a person is mekadesh his wife by using kesef, she wouldn't be able to eat truma, even though she's an ishes kohen, but that's not true, because of Omu Ula stated, dvatera, who's a basisol, lechels b'tshuma, and really meduraisa, a woman who's a basisol, that is mekudeshes to a bas kohen, can eat truma, shenem, as the pasuk says, v'koyin kikinu nefesh kinyan kasboi, and v'hai kinyan kasbu, once a man is mekadesh his wife, she is already kinyan kasboi. Certainly, if he mekadesh his wife by using kesef, then certainly she's kinyan kasboi. And Rashi Mesechtes Ksubis on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph says, even if Reuven was mekadesh his wife by using shtar or by using a bia, it would still be considered kinyan kasboi, because makash havayis la'dodi. Ula continues, matam amru, and why is it that Chum said, ino echeles, that a woman who's only mekudeshes cannot eat truma, and maybe he will give her a cup of wine to drink in the home of her father, and either b'shogeg, since she's in her father's home, she will forget and she'll give of this wine to her brothers or to her sisters, or if she will place the cup of the wine down, and the brothers and sisters will not realize that it's truma, and they'll eat the truma b'shogeg. And in addition, we know that there's a second reason why the Gemara always says that a woman who is a bas yisrael and is mekudeshes to a kohen cannot eat truma, and that is because b'chashin l'simpain, that maybe she is a baal's mum, and maybe the marriage will be a mekach tais, and therefore when she ate truma while she was only mekudeshes, she ate so be'isar. In any case, since Rav Huna is trying to teach us a din deraisa, so how can he say ma kesef she'en meichel b'truma, while a woman is only mekudeshes and she's a bas yisrael, she can't eat truma, if we know that that's incorrect, as if there's a man who's a kohen and mekadesh a woman who's a bas yisrael, she could immediately eat truma mideraisa. And based on this question, the Gemara states that in a chanami, that original kal v'chaim is not a valid kal v'chaim. If Rav Huna had a kavachema, the chuppah should be koina, the kavachema would be as follows. Just like we know that if Reuven wants to do nisuyin with his wife Rachel, that he can't do so by using kesef, and as Rashi says, that it doesn't take her out of her shus of his father, and even so, kesef could be used as a kinyan for kedushin, and the Gemara continues in Daphayim Beis, chuppah shegemeres, and then shetikna, so chuppah, which we know can be used for nisuyin, so therefore, certainly, it should be able to be used as a kinyan. Reuven should be able to be Mekadosh's wife by using the method of chuppah. And Ayin and Taisis at the top of Daf Hayom and Beis deal with Maskel Chuppah Shemegermeres in a din shetikna. Then type in Taisis is name a daya as safety. No, the lechayr we should say daya on this kavu chaimo. The mehechem maizes the chuppah koina mishun the gemeres. The lechayr the only way that we know that chuppah is koina is only because it could be used as nesuyan. So daya love and a din li is kinyan malon acha kesef. That's just like b'negei nesuyan. Chuppah was only able to use after it had the power of the kesef that came before it, Avkan Lacha Kesef. Therefore, if we're going to say that Chuppah could be Koina, it only should work if the Kesef. And Taisus responds, V'yish Lema, the Asik Rab Tafin, that Agamar is going like Rab Tafin, the Amma who holds, Hecha, the Mifra Kavachayma, Loi Amma Dayoi. If by saying Dayoi, it would cause is that the entire Kal Vachomer is not really necessary, as it's not teaching us anything new. Therefore, we actually don't learn Dayoi, and therefore we would use this Kal Vachomer. We would say that even though we don't have the power of Kesef prior to the Chuppah, Chuppah can be Koine by itself, and as Taisa says, V'hochi Yom Dayoi Mifur Kal Vachomer T'la'achah Kesef Lo'itzuch, as if you're doing a Chuppah after Kesef, we wouldn't need a Kal Vachomer to teach us that din. The Gemara continues in answer of Huna, Ma'ala Kesef Shekim Poidim by Hekdeshes Ma'isa Sheni, that how could you have a valid Kal Vachomer if L'chayim, maybe the reason why Kesef could act as a kinyan for Kedushin is because it has a Chumra, that you could even use Kesef to be Poid the Hekdeshes Ma'isa Sheni, and the Ma'isa Chuppah cannot be used to be Poid the Hekdeshes Ma'isa Sheni, and maybe that's why Kesef could work as a kinyan for Kedushin, but potentially Chuppah cannot. And the Gemara answers, Bia Techiach, that will bring a raya that that's not the reason why something could be used as Kedushin, because Bia can't be used for Hekdeshes Ma'isa Sheni, and even so, it could be used as one of the Kinyani Kedushin, and therefore potentially Chuppah should also be able to be used as one of the Kinyani Kedushin. And the Gemara asks, Malabiyash can kind of be Yavama. Maybe the reason why Bia could be used as a Kinyani Kedushin is because it's kind of be Yavama, and therefore we see the strength of Bia that you don't even have to have Chuppah after you do Bia to Yavama, and that's why potentially it could be used as a Kinyani Kedushin, and maybe Chuppah can't be used as a Kinyani Kedushin. And the Gemara says, Kesef Yichiach, I'll bring you a Raya that Kesef could be used as a Kinyani Kedushin, even though Kesef can't be used by Yavama, and therefore the Chazadin, Lo Rizeh Kerizeh, that from each one individually we can't bring a Raya, Benegay the Din of Chuppah, and Lo Rizeh Kerizeh, but Hatzal Shavish Ben, Shekoin Ba'alma Vekoinen Kan, but there is a Tzal Shavah between all these Kinyonim that Koinen all over, and they're also Koinen over here, Afani Avi Chuppah, and therefore we'll also bring in the Din of Chuppah, Koinen Ba'alma Vekoinen Kan, that since it's Koinen in other places, meaning after you did Kedushin and you do Chuppah, then it actually will work for Nesuyin, therefore the Kinyon Chuppah should even work as Kedushin itself. And L'chari, at this point, it seems that the Gemara is saying that Rav Huna did not base his din that Chuppah is Koina on a Kal Vachomer, but it was actually based on a Mamitzinu. But others learn that in a Chanami, that once we have this Mamitzinu, the Kal Vachomer will now be resurrected. And therefore, in a Chanami, Rav Huna really learned that Chuppah is Koina mi Kal Vachomer. And the Gemara continues to ask a question on Rav Huna, Ma'alat Tzad HaShavash Ben Shekin HaNasim Ruba. L'chari, how can you learn the din of Chuppah from the din of Kesef and Bia? If a woman receives Hana when she receives Kesef or Bia, and maybe that's why there's a valid kinyan of Kesef and Bia. But since when using Chuppah, there is no Hana for the woman, so maybe that would not be a valid kinyan for Kedushin. And the Gemara says, Shtar Yechiach, that I'll bring you Raya from Shtar, that Shtar works with Negei Kedushin, even though there is no Hana for the woman, as the Maisa Shtar could be given, that is aimed by Shari Puta. And the Gemara says, Mal Shtar Shkim Meitzi Basisol. Once again, there's a Chumr with Negei Shtar, that it can be used as a get, and it can remove a woman from a marriage. And since we see that a Shtar can be used, Benegei Yitzia, so therefore it should be able to be used for a kinyan of Kedushin. Possibly since Chuppah cannot be used in order to be Meitzi a woman from a marriage, so therefore Chuppah can't be used as Kedushin either. But the Gemara states, Kesef Bia Chichu, of course we'll bring a Raya from Kesef and Bia, that even though they're not Meitzi, and you can't use Kesef or Bia in order to be Megarish your wife, but you can use them as Kinyanim, and therefore we see that that can't be the determining factor as to why something could be used for a kinyan or not, and therefore potentially Chuppah can be used as a kinyan for Kedushin as well. The Chazadin, Lo Rizeh Kerizeh, V'lo Rizeh Kerizeh, Hatzal HaShavash Ben, Shekoinim Ba'alma V'koinim Kan, Afan Evi Ovi Chuppah, Shekoinim Ba'alma V'koinim Kan. And once again, the Gemara says, therefore we take all the three different dinim of Kesef, Shtar, and Bia that are Koinim Ba'alma and they're also Koinim B'digei Kedushin, and therefore the same would apply to Chuppah, that since it's Koinim Ba'alma, meaning as Rashi says, that if Ruben was Mekadosh Rachel and then he did Chuppah with her, and therefore he now created Nisuyin, it's Gomerisli Yershul or First Adra, and therefore Yikonami Kan B'le Irisin, and therefore we should be able to learn that Chuppah could even be used even prior to having Irisin, and it should still be valid. And the Gemara continues and once again tries to shlug up the Shita Rav Huna, that L'chari, how can you learn the din that Chuppah is Koina based on the Tzad HaShavah, but Ma'ala Tzad HaShavah Ben, Shekin Yeshul Bal Kocha, that L'maisa we find that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia have one similarity, that all of them can be done Bal Kocha, and as Rashi brings, Bia Bia Vama, V'shtar Begirishin, and Kesef Ba Mavriya, and therefore maybe that's why we also say that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia could be used for Kedushin. However, since Chuppah can never be used Bal Kocha, maybe the Torah only said that you could use Chuppah only after Kedushin, but not prior to doing a valid Kedushin. And Taisa is bothered, Al-Khir, how does Gemara say that it is impossible to do Chuppah Bal Kocha? The Maaseh that we know that the father of a Ketana can give his daughter over for Chuppah, and that is done even Bal Kocha of the daughter. And Taisa says, V'alpa Pisha, Maaseh Bita Ketana L'Chuppah Bal Kocha, Kiyudin Mokam Bita Koi, that since the father, while his daughter's a Ketana, is considered a replacement for his daughter, L'Chosh Bal Kocha, therefore, of course, it's not considered Bal Kocha. And of course, if the father would be forced to give his daughter for Kedushin or for Chuppah, it would definitely did not work. The Gemara continues, Rav Huna, and L'chmaiser, Rav Huna says that we do have this Tzad HaShava, and he does learn that Chuppah is Koina based on the Tzad HaShava. So L'chmaiser, how could you learn this Tzad HaShava if we just said, Ma'ala Tzad HaShava, Ben Shkin Yeshra Malkocho, at Kesef Shtar and Bia, have a Ma'ala that they could even be done Balkocho? And the Gemara states that Rav Huna holds, Kesef Mia B'Ishas Lo'eshkan Balkocho, that we don't find B'negea Din Ishas, that Kesef can be done Balkocho. As we stated before, that the only time we find that Kesef can be done Balkocho is only when a father is selling his daughter as an Amariah and not Benegeya any Dini Ishas. Therefore, in a Hanami, although a Shtar and Bia have cases where they could be done by Kochach, as a Get can be done by Kochach, and Yibum can be done by Kochach. However, that can't be a Maila Benegeya, the Kinyonim of Kedushin, since we don't find that Maila Benegeya the Din of Kesef, as there's no case Benegeya Ishas that Kesef can be done by Kochach. Therefore, Ravina says that I have a valid Mamitzino, and as we said before, that Atzad HaShavish Ben Shekhoinim Ba'alm V'Koinim Kan, the Kesef Shtar and Bia could be koinu in other places, and it's koinu b'negei kedushin. Afani avi chuppah shekoinu ba'alma, that will also bring chuppah that is koinu after kedushin. The koinu kan and chuppah should even be able to be koinu a woman, even if it was done prior to having kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava argues on Rav Huna, and he says the chuppah is not koinu, and he says shtei tshuvas b'davar. I have two responses to you. Number one, chada the shalosh tan amish to said isha niklas b'shalosh drachim and b'dal loitan, and it doesn't say isha niklas b'dal drachim, and therefore it only is Kesef Shtar and Bia and not Chuppah. V'oid, and another kasha I have is Klub Chuppah Gemeris El Alidei Kedushin. The Mais Yoho Mamatzinu is that Chuppah Shekoina Ba'alma, therefore it should be Koina Kan. But the Mais, when Chuppah is Koina in other places, it's not Chuppah by itself that is ever found to be Koina. It's actually only after you did Kedushin that we find that a Chuppah is strong enough to make Nisuyin. And therefore, Rabbi is V'chigam Chuppah Shlo Alidei Kedushin, Me Chuppah Shalidei Kedushin. Is it possible to learn that Chuppah could be done even though you didn't do Kedushin yet from the case of Chuppah that was done after you did Kedushin? This question of Rava is almost like a svara of Dayai. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya. Abaya comes to defend Rav Huna, and he says back to Rava that I'll answer both of your questions. Number one, Hadakamer Gimel Tanan V'Dal Leitran. Your first question that you said, our Mishnah said that Isha Niklas B'Shalosh Drachim and didn't say Ba'Abba Drachim, and L'Chari, therefore it's coming to Mayit Chuppah. That is not a question on Rav Huna, because Tana Milsa Leksiva B'Hedik Tani. Our Tana only spoke about Kesef Shtar Bia, because all of them, their Makar is from a Pasuk that's first in the Torah. However, most like Sivabadia, like Tani, anything which is not learned from a Pasuk that's first in the Torah, the Tana didn't mention. And since the Rav Huna, the only way that we know that Chuppah is Koina is either from a Kavu Chayma or from a Mamatzinu, therefore the Tana did not mention Chuppah in our Mishnah. Abaye continues and addresses the second question of Rava, or the Ka'amrit Klum Chuppah Gemeris El Ayyadei Kedushin, and I point that the only time that we find Ba'alma that Chuppah is Koina is only after Kedushin. Rav Huna Nami Hachikama, this is actually what Rav Huna meant to say, that Mak Kesef, just like B'negei, the Kinyan Kesef, She'ina Goyma Acher Kesef, that if Reuven is Mekadosh his wife by using Kesef, he can't go over to her and give her another Pruta and say, I want to use this as a Nesuyan. And even so, Koina, certainly we could use Kesef as Kesef Kedushin, and Reuven can be Mekadosh his wife by using Kesef. And therefore, Chuppah Shekameris Acher Kesef, in Adin Shetikna, that since we find that a Chuppah can culminate a marriage and can create Nesuyan even after Kesef, so certainly it should be able to be Koina by a standalone Kinyan and can be used even prior to doing a valid Kedushin. And before we continue, let's point out that we were very careful in how we explained the idea of Chuppah, and L'maisa there's a machlekes between the Rishonim, as some Rishonim learn when Rav Huna says that Chuppah koina mekavu chayma, Rav Huna means that a person can do a kinyan of Chuppah, and for example, if Reuven wants to mekadesh his wife, instead of using Kesef Shtar Bia, he could do a Chuppah, and then they'll be considered mekudeshes, and afterwards, at some point, he'll have to do another Chuppah, and that same maisa of Chuppah that he used as his original Kedushin will now be used once again as his maisa nesuyan. And the feed is pshat, it makes a lot of sense that the Gemara is saying that Chuppah has the same dinim as Kesef Shtar and Bia, and that's why when Amishta said Ha'isha Niklas B'Shalosh Drachim, the Gemara thought that it should have said Ha'isha Niklas B'Abba Drachim, because Chuppah is exactly the same kinyan as Kesef Shtar and Bia. However, others learned that when Rav Huna said that Chuppah is Koina, it doesn't mean that Chuppah is Koina just like a regular Kedushin, but it means that even if a person does Chuppah with his wife prior to doing Kedushin, then he will skip the stage of Kedushin, and by doing Chuppah prior to doing Kedushin, then Reuven will actually skip the entire step of Kedushin, and his wife will never be an Arusa. She will immediately become a Nesuya Legamri. And the Rashi that we spoke out on the top of the Hail and Bays that stated Afen Yichov V'Chuppah Shekoina Ba'alma Shegemeres LeYorsha LaFaras Tereah, Rashi says Yiknami Kan B'Lei Irisin, that he should be able to acquire at this point without Irisin, and it's mashma like the second Tzad that we mentioned. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ketzah B'Kesef, how does a man use Kesef in order to be Mekadosh his wife? Nos Vessel Kesav Shavik Kesav Va'omalo Harei Mukadeshesli Harei Amuresli Harei Alilintu Harei Zu Mukadeshes. That if Reuven gives Kesav Shavik Kesav to Rachel and he says to her, "You should be Mukadesh to me, or you should be Mureses to me, or you should be my wife," that is a valid kedushin. However, the Brisa continues, "Avol Hishin Nasan Va'omrihi." That if Rachel would give the Kesav kedushin or Shavik Kesav to Reuven and she would say to him, "Hareinu Mukadeshes L'cha, Hareinu Mureses L'cha, or Hareinu L'cha Leintu Einu Mukadeshes," that I am a kedush to you, or I am a rus to you, or I am your wife, that it will not be a valid kedushin, as the pasuk says, "Ki kachishisha." The requirement that the husband has to be making this kinyan and not the wife. And the gemara continues and will ask the stira in this brisa as Masra Papa Puffy asked the following question: "Taimed nasan huva amahu the rishis mashma," that the reason why it's a valid kedushin is because Reuven gave the kesef kedushin and Reuven also said the loshen kedushin, and he said areyam kudeshesli lachir, we should be able to be medayik hanasan huva amahi, that even if Reuven gave the Kesef Kedushin to Rachel, but Rachel said this Lashon, Einim Kedushas, then it's not a valid Kedushin, but L'chere, Eim Sefer, let us see the Sefer of the Braisa, Aval Hishin Nasalei V'Amrihi, that it's only in the case where she gave the Kesef Kedushin, and she also said this Lashon, then Le'av Kedushin, it's not a valid Kedushin, and it's Mashma, Taim and Nasalei V'Amrihi, it's only because we had two Chesreinis, that she gave the Kesef Kedushin, and she also said this Lashon, and it's Mashma, Hanasan Hu V'Amrihi, if there would only be one Chesarin where he gave her the money, and even though she said the Lashon, have a kedushin, it would be a valid kedushin, and l'chayr is a steer between the resh and the sefer. And the gemara answers, resha dafka in the chenami, the resha is dafka, and really in a case where he gave the money and she said the lashon, it would not be a valid kedushin. And sefer kadi nazba, and the lashon of the sefer is not meduik. It's really, it's not only in the case where nasnahi va'amrihi, that's enim kedushas, but even if we be nasnahu va'amrihi, it would also be enim kedushas. And the gemara says, v'tani sefer milsa the sessor l'resha. Although we find many times in the shas that the gemara says Kadinasba, however, that just means that we really didn't have to say it at all. We still said it, even though there's no major chiddush. However, over here, where you're saying something where it's actually going to be soysa the resha, then l'chiri, that's not a valid usage of the concept of Kadinasba. And as Rashi states, v'tana sefa milsa the sasul resha, bitmiya, v'chiyamina, b'chol duchta Kadinasba, mid lo itzuch le misne, v'tani b'chdi, ava sefa the sasul resha, loy toni tana, a tana would not say a sefa when it's soysa the resha. And where it answers, al hachi kama, this is really the pshat of the braisa, that the resha that stated nasan hu va'amahu pshita dava kedushin, over there the resha is telling us that in the case where he gave her the money and he gave her the kesef kedushin or the shavu kesef and he said areyam kedushasli, then it's pasha that it's a valid kedushin. And in the case of nasan hu va'amrihi nasa kamish and nasan hi va'amrihi v'le'av kedushin, however, we have to add in the following to the mishnah: if there's a case where even if the man actually gave the kesef or the shavu kesef to his wife and then his wife said hareinu mekudeshes l'cha, that would be just as bad as if the wife would have given the money to her husband and she would have said Hareinu Mekudeshes L'cha, and certainly in that case it would not be a valid kedushin. And therefore, even in the case of Nasan Hu V'Amrihi, it's also not a valid kedushin. And as Rashi says, V'Amrihi, in the case where she said the Lashon, Dami L'si Lokach Ishel Ish, it's similar to the case of Kisi Lokach Ishel Ish, and it's not a valid kedushin. The Gemara continues, V'Baisema, or I could explain the Brisa as follows, that the Brisa was only giving the cases that the Brisa knew B'Vadai what the din was. And the Brisa means to say as follows, that in the case of Nasan Hu V'Amahu, if Reuven gave the Kesef Kedushin and he also said Hareya Mekudeshesli, then Mekudeshes, then over there, certainly she is Mekudeshes, and therefore she has all dinim of an Eishes Ish. Brisa then continues and tells us another case where they're certain as to what the din is, that Nasan Hi V'Amahi, if Rachel gave the Kesef Kedushin and Rachel also said Hareinu Mekudeshes L'cha, then certainly in that case, in the Mekudeshes, can't be Medayik anything for the Reisha or the Sefer, as the reason why the Reisha and the Sefer both left out speaking about the case of Nasan Hu V'Amrihi is because the Brisa was actually misupik as to what the din is, and Nasan Hu V'Amrihi, if Reuven gave the Kesef Kedushin but Rachel said Hareinu Mekudeshes L'cha, over there Sveiki, it's a suffix to the Rabbanon, the Cheshim Rabbanon, and therefore the Rabbanon said we have to be Chayish L'chumra for all dinim. And as Rashi says, Shimba Acha V'Kitcha Tzricha Get Mishneim, that if there would be another person that goes as Mekadesh Rachel, then you would need a get from Reuven and Rachel. Reuven you would need a get from because potentially it was a valid get, as even though Rachel said Hareinu Mekudeshes L'cha, but a Maisa, since Reuven gave the money, maybe that is a kiyum of Kiyika Cheshisha. However, maybe Reuven's Kedushin was not a valid Kedushin, and therefore Shimon's Kedushin was a valid Kedushin, and therefore, in order for Rachel to go and get married to anyone, you would have to receive a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. In Ayin and Taisa Dila Maschal HaNasan Hu V'Amrihi, where Taisa points out that the Gemara spoke about all of the cases except for one very specific case of Nasnahi V'Amrihu, that if Rachel actually gave the Kesef Kedushin and Reuven said, Areya Mekudeshes Zli as to what the din would be. Taisa says, Bashla Hiska Klal Nosn Hiva Amahu, the reason why we didn't speak about this case at all, Meshund Lai Psikale, the Pam Mekudeshes, Bad Mechoshev, Kud Amal Kaman, on Dav Zayin Om Nalev, that even though generally if a woman would give Kesef Kedushin to her husband, it would definitely be a Chesaron of Kiyika Cheshisha. But since the Gemara in Dav Zayin Om Nalev will tell us that if Rachel gave Kesef Kedushin to her husband and he was an Adu Mechoshev, then since an Adu Mechoshev generally is a Sayin Matanis, and therefore he generally would not take this from his wife, because there's Hanot to Rachel by the fact that this Adam Choshev took a gift from her, therefore it's considered as if he was the one that actually gave something to Rachel. And in that case, we actually don't look at it as if it was Nasna Hi V'Amahu. We consider a case of Nasna Hu V'Amahu, and therefore it is a valid Kedushin. And since in the case of Nasna Hi V'Amahu, it's not necessarily always the case that it's Enim Kedushin, therefore Gemara did not discuss this case, and we will stop over here.